So I want to take a look this afternoon at one or two topics that look like they're little details. Each one has some degree of relevance. Some will come up more frequently, some come up less frequently. Certainly some of them, Bizman Hazeh, seem to not be so relevant. The truth is, if you look, put the pieces together in Rishonim, it looks like there's a much broader, richer conversation going on. It's going to begin this chabura and is going to continue over the next couple of chaburas as well. Maybe let's start from a Tosis. First Tosis, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Gemara, the Baal Lama Zayim of Beis, opened with a question Menon. Immediately the opening Gemara of Shlakas of Bishalakim, where does it come from? The Gemara, I remember, had a Havamina, that Bishalakim is Daraisa. A drasha from Mayim, Mayim lo nishtan mibriyasan. Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that there is no makar in the psukim for Bishalakim, and in fact Bishalakim is not a din daraisa. It is Rabbanan. Tosis, the last Tosis in Lamed Zayin Beis, makes a comment, well, if the Gemara had a havamina, it's daraisa, and even if it comes to conclusions, Rabbanan must be a particularly ancient din Rabbanan. And the Gemara says, top of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Midrabana cross machta v'yama. The pasuk is mila smachta. The makor hadin, the tokef hadin, is because of a takana drabana. And Tosus makes 2 points. The top Tosus lamaches off. The first point he makes is a question of, well, if it's daraisa, the opening question, as the Gemara had asked, is no, immediately, what's the makom p'sukim? If it's drabana, then your opening question in terms of source is mipnei ma tikna, what's the chashash, what was the concern, what's the tama takana? And Tosis points out there seems to be a bit of a steer in Rashi in the Mishnah says in Lamed Hem Beis, Rashi says that's Mishnah Chasmas. Here in Lamed Ches Amud Aleph in the Gemara, at this point of the Gemara, Rashi has a different idea, that it's that a concern of it's going to lead you to eating non-kosher food. And then further on, Rashi and Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Tosis doesn't point to this here. There seems to be a third approach in Rashi. Rashi and Lamed Ches Amud Beis, we had discussed this earlier. Rashi and Lamed Ches Amud Beis aligns with a later Ran. It seems to hark back to the opening of the Gemara. It talks about Lo Nishtanu Mibriyasan. So in Rashi, it seems to be an interesting range of is it somehow related to the Daraisa? Is it Drabanan because of a concern of Kashrus? Or in the Mishnah, it's Drabanan Mishum Chasnas, much as the Gemara had said earlier on Lamed Vavam Beis in the context of several other Machali Akam. The other Gemara is explicit. Pita, Pas Akam, Sheman Akam, Yein Akam, those are all Gzeir Mishum Chasnas. So Rashi in the Mishnah understands that Pasakim, Bishalakim rather, is also Shem Chasin. The Tosa says, and that's how we assume. We assume like Rashi in the Mishnah, not like Rashi here in Lamed Ches Amud Aleph on the days, that the Gzeira of Bishalakim is the Gzeira of Shem Chasin. So then Tosa goes on to raise a practical question. He quotes Rabbeinu Avraham Bar David. Sounds like the Ravid. Got to figure out, is that the Yerushalayim we usually refer to as the Ravid? Baal HaSagas, famous house is Baal HaSagas from Rambam, is some other Ravid. But Tosis, Ravid was, Ravid was of Provence. Whether or not that's to whom Tosis refers is an interesting question. The footnote in the footnote Gimel, and then a new tour discusses that. But regardless, Tosis quotes Machlokas Rabbeinu Avraham and Rabbeinu Tam. Is the Isser Bishalakim limited in location? The Isser Bishalakim limited in location. Not location where you consume it, but location where it's produced. Rabbeinu Avraham is of the opinion that Bishalakim is only Isser if the Nachri cooked it in his home. If you have a Nachri cooking in your home, in Mevashal Bevesu Shah, then there's no concern. He said that neither concern. We're not as worried about the concern of non-kosher food. It's in a Jewish kitchen, a kosher kitchen. Again, if you look at Rashi carefully, it's not clear that he means this food, it might be treif. But if you get comfortable eating Bishuli Akam, sooner or later you may end up eating treif. But regardless, Tosus goes on to quote from Avraham if it's chasnas also, the concern of chasnas is muted. If it's cooking in your house, chasnas sounds like what Avram says that the Rambam had presented. You know, he's be machabed you with food, creating a certain social setting. You're interacting with the nachri. He's providing you with food. He's catering. He's providing. That's a socially, halachically dangerous social situation. Ben Avraham says, yeah, if he's cooking in his house and you're eating the food that he cooked in his own kitchen, that's a real chasnas issue. So that's also Mishim Bishlakam. Ben Avraham said, but if he's cooking in your kitchen, the concern of chasnas is far, far more limited, and therefore it's mutter. Ben Avraham said, nothing doing. Lo chilku klal chachamim, doesn't matter where it is, there's always a concern. And the Ben Avraham seems to say he's not so sure that there isn't chasnas when he cooks on the base of Shabbos Rav. Okay. Now, how do we pass on that issue? So the truth is, when we originally learned Sif Aleph, we didn't really focus on this, but Shulchan Aruch addresses this in Sif Aleph. When we originally learned Sif Aleph, we focused on the question of ingredients. Nechal kamo shulchayo, shulchan malachim. Then at the end of Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, if it is a bishalakim sensitive food, it's a bishalakim susceptible food, eno nechal chayo, shulchan malachim, then it's also our field. But Kli Yisrael, ובבייס ישראל, אסר משום בישולי אקו. אז זו שטייט משולחן ערך. So it seems like it's an open and shut issue. But the truth is, as I started to say before, this really opens up a much larger conversation. Let's take a look. Let's pivot to if Dal in the Shulchan Aruch. The Dal of Shulchan Aruch is rooted only in Beis Yosef, not rooted in any line of the Torah. Sif Dal of Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Misha Matir B'Shvachar Shalanu V'Yesh Misha Oser V'Afilu B'Dievet. Our Shvachos, our maidservants. So Mechaber says, some say there's no Yisur B'Shalachim, you have a non-Jew. You have a non-Jew who's a non-Jewish Shivcha. Was working who's cooking for a Jew. So some said, that sounds like that could be a very severe bishalakim problem. So Mechaber says, Machlokes, says those which I must say, by a shifcha, the shvacha shalom, there is no bishalakim problem. Others say, no, she's non-Jewish. It's a bishalakim problem, even b'di'evet. So as I mentioned, the Beis Yosef begins to talk about this and lay out some of the issues. We showed him who got involved, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ra'ah. I think you can organize it in the following way. The Rashba, the very, very end of Bayis Gimel, again, as we've been seeing, Bayis Gimel Shar Zayin is where he talks about Bishal Akam and Pas Akam. In the closing lines, and this was in the back of the Maram HaKavos packet, and Mamish, the closing lines, the last paragraph or two of Bayis Shlishi, Shar Zayin is the last Shar of the Bayis Shlishi. And he mentions, you got to be, the Rashba says, there's a problem, Bishalakim, Bishvacho Shalanu. Bishvacho Shalanu. There's a problem of Bishalakim. Absolutely treif. The food is treif. The kelim treif. We'll get back to that point. So that's what the Rashba is very clear. He brooks, now the Beis Yosef sends it to the Rashba elsewhere, and the Chuvah, it's a Rashba and Taurus Abayas as well. If you look, however, in other Rishonim, there seem to be four different, there are many Mekilim, some make even Lechatchil, some make B'Devet. I think if you put it together, no Sekelim here in Sif Dalet, quotes plenty, the Shach and the Tazah, Be'er Agra. I think you can organize it as there are those who Aser, like the Rajman, the Taras Abayas, and the Tshuva, and there are those who are Mekil for one of four different reasons. Reason number one, the Beis Yosef quotes from the Ramban. That's how the Shach opens as well. The Ramban says if the Shvachos, it's a question of the language, Shvachos Shalanu, our Shvachos. Maybe our Shvachos, as opposed to someone else's Shvacha. So Ramban says if the Shvachos Shalanu, meaning that in their area they had actual Avadim Kananim and Shvachos Kananios. Like the demon, and this week's parasha. This is actually more of a focus on Eved Ivri, on the Ivriya. You get into Masechus Kedushin, you have a lot of conversation about comparing, contrasting. So, but as you know, an Eved Ivri, of course, is a Jew who just has a certain obligation, a certain status vis-a-vis his owner, a Kenyan Imam, and perhaps a Kenyan Yisro as well. But an Eved Kanani or Shifrach Kanani, so you have a non-Jew who takes on that status, there is at least a partial Geirus that's gone. As you know, an Eved Kanani is Chayv Mitzvahs, except for Mitzvahs Asei Shazman Grama. He undergoes Mila. Both an Eved Kanani and Shifrach Kanani has to undergo Tvila, and they have the Kedushas Yisrael. There is, as an aside, Reb Chaim, he points out, he thinks the Machlokas, Tosas, and Ramban, whether it's a full Geirus or a partial Geirus, whether the Eved Kanani has full Kedushas Yisrael, just he's not Chayv in all mitzvahs, or whether the Eved Kanani doesn't have, he only has a partial Kedushas Yisrael. That's because when an Eved is freed, he has to Tovel again. But Tosas seems to think that that's maximally Drabanan. The Rambam seems to say that the Tvila Shnia, when he becomes Meshuchrar, that's a Tvila Daraisa. So that sounds like, I mean, the Rambam thinks he was only partially Jewish and he became fully Jewish afterwards. They're like a two-stage Geirus. But regardless of whether he has full Kedushas Yisrael or partial Kedushas Yisrael, Lamaisa, the Eved Kenani, the Shivcha Kenanis, has Kedushas Yisrael. Has a chiyuv in most mitzvahs. So that's the Ramban says, the Eved Kanani, Shivcha Kanani, so they're Jewish. They're Jewish. As we know, the Gemara already was concerned that sometimes Avadim Kananim and Shvachos Kananios, most of the time, were unfortunately not so careful of many dinim, but at their core, they have Kedushas Yisrael. So that's one reason to be Mekel, is if you're talking about an actual Eved HaKonui, not just a non-Jew who works for me, maybe even have a long-term contract, but a non-Jew, mamash underwent Mila Tvila. So then he has Kedushas Yisrael. That's reason number one. The Hakel, that's the Ramban, as quoted by the Beis Yosef and the Shach. Number two, you look down the page to the Darkei Moshe, so he quotes two other rationales, the Hakel. So the Ramban is number one. The Eved Kanani Taka has Kedushas Yisrael. Rationale number two, the Darkei Moshe quotes Erbein Avram, that we mentioned before. The Tosis quotes Erbein Avram. The Beis Yisrael is no concern of Yishalakim. So the point perhaps is not so much the identity that the Mevashel in question is Eved Kanani or Shivcha Kananis. The point is the location. Shvacha Shalom means that they're non-Jewish help cooking in the Jewish kitchen. So that's what the Darkei Moshe says. Maybe that's why it's Shimotar. Then reason, rationale number three, the Darkei Moshe quotes Trumas Hadeshen. Darkei Moshe quotes Hagoa Sharidura, quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, one of the late Ashkenazi Rishonim. Trumas Hadeshen says, you know why it's Mutter? You know why it's Mutter? Because when the Shivcha's in the kitchen cooking, So people are always going in and out of the kitchen, and usually you go by the stove, you give a poke. You poke the fire a little bit. So mistama, over the course of time that the shivcha prepared food in a pot, lit the fire, and put the food on the fire. So over the course of a couple of hours that the pot was cooking on the stovetop, mistama, over the course of those hours, one of the Jewish members of the household walking through the kitchen must have poked the fire. As we'll see later on, see from Vav and on, based on the Gemara, Lam Chesam Av, Lam Chesam Abez, if a Jew is involved in the fire, at least Ashkenazim assume that if a Jew participated in raising the fire, then the food in question is kosher, because that's considered to be not just Bishul Yus Nachri, but it's considered to be a joint participation. The Jew also participated by raising the fire. We'll get to the details. But again, that's rationale number three to be made on the Shvachos. Trumas Hadeshen says, Mistama, one of the Jewish members of the household poked the fire at some point, raised the fire over the course of the hours that the food is cooking, so therefore it's kosher. And then finally, And then finally, there's the Ra'ah. Now, if you look in the Shach, we'll get to the Ra'ah in a moment. If you look in the, he gives reason number four. You look in the Shach, so the Shach says, oh, the Mechaber is make, the Yesh Omrim, that's Mutter, he says, that's the Ramban. The Shvachos HaKenuyos, if they have Kedushas Yisrael, so the Shach says, we don't have that Metzias. Shach lived long before Lincoln emancipated the slaves, but just as a matter of culture or practicality, Jews living in Sfarad did, or Shulchan Aruch is either referring to Jews living in Sfarad or Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, did have real Avodah Kenanim and Shvachos Kenanios. Shach writes, living in the 1600s in Poland, we don't own any Avodah Kenanim, Shvachos Kenanios, but Mila and Tefila, we don't have that. We don't have that Metzias. We have people work for us. So he says, if that's the Hetzer, so then the Shach says, this doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. Now the Ramah goes on to say, turn the page, b'di'evid yesh lismach ha'divrei matirim, and then he says, even l'chatchila mei nog in l'hakel b'beis Yisrael, so the Shach says, well, the Ramah, the Mechaber, is only talking about the Ramban, which is consistently right in the Beis Yosef. The Ramah is referencing Rabbeinu Avraham, whom he had quoted in the Darkei Moshe, and then as well as the Trumas HaDeshen. Ki iyev sheshelo yechata echa mimnei abayis ma'at. So the Shach thinks that the Ramah is referencing both Rabbeinu Avraham, that Beis Yisrael is fundamentally mutter, as well as he's clearly referencing Trumas HaDeshen. Iyev sheshelo yechata echa mimnei abayis ma'at. The Taz seems to think that he's really focused, so hard to know, Sifkat and Dalid, that when the Taz comments on the Ramah, he thinks the Ramah is all about the Trumas HaDeshen. Sifkat and Gimel, commenting on Shulchan Aruch, he says, like the Shach, the Mechaber is based on the Ramban, Knuyos Lanu, as well as he says, maybe it also has to do with Beis Yisrael. Now, the problem is not only Bisman Hazeh, for us, living in the 21st century, so number one, the Ramban's rationale is obviously irrelevant. The third heter is also irrelevant. Because what's his business, Hashemiya, Mistamachita Echon Bnei Abayis? So that harks back to an earlier technology of centuries ago. When you have an actual fire in the hearth, you have actual fire perhaps on a stovetop, and you have to maintain it. You don't have a gas line. You have to maintain it. So that was a big part of Melechus Habayis, is to maintain the fire. So every time you walk, if you've ever sat by a campfire, you know that the campfire needs maintenance. And so if you have a kitchen with a wood fire, so yeah, part of the nohag, part of you're habituated, you walk by the fire, poke it, stir it up a little bit, keep the fire strong. So yeah, for the course of a couple of hours, Mustama is one of the Jews who walked through the kitchen, poked the fire. We don't, Bezman HaZeh, if gas stoves, if electric stoves, you know, it doesn't require ongoing maintenance. The Gra also talks about the coming. But what else, again, it's not clear that the Ramah is really referencing Rabbeinu Avraham. Pashta says Ramah is really primarily, if not exclusively, referencing the Trumas HaDeshen, Mistamachita Echmei Abayis, which, as we said, Bisman HaZeh is not relevant. What there is, however, a fourth approach. In addition to Ramban's Kedushas Yisrael, Rabbeinu Avraham's Beis Yisrael, the Trumas HaDeshen, Mistamachita Echmei Abayis, there is the Ra'ah. There's a very lengthy and beautiful comment of the Ra'ah in his Berak HaBayis. Berak HaBayis is his Hasagos on the Rajba's Taurus HaBayis. This is a particularly lengthy piece in the Berak HaBayis. It starts from one topic and then he develops a whole shtickle Torah with many, you saw it with many nafkaminas. Towards the end, Tzadi Dalam Aleph, he quotes, in terms of the Shvacha, the Eved and Shivcha, so he says, Shamati b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak b'Rabbi Manoach, who apparently was quoted by Mori Rabbeinu Moshe, the Ramban, that Ra'a and Rashba are both Talmidim of both the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah. So Mori ben Moshe is Ramban. Ramban was not necessarily so excited about this. But Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rabbi Manoach, one of the early Rishonim, so he said there is no Bishalakim by Avadim and Shvachos. Why? Not because they have Kiddushus Yisrael. And not because it's B'Beis Yisrael. And not because the Shemach Mistam Achita Echem V'Abayis. But rather, because they do what they do Derech Kfiya, they're not acting of their own volition. They have no choice but to do this work. So therefore, Lo Shayach Hacha Ikru V'Daita. There is no concern of the sort of social connection that drives Chasnas. And that point, that if it's Osa Shalola Ritzono, so that is referenced by the Shach, and that is referenced by the Gra. And that, this fourth idea of the Ra'a, that because he's doing it Bekfiya, so therefore it's Mutter, so this, or Ra'a himself, as I mentioned, very explicitly and intentionally, frames it within the context of a much, much, much larger issue. The Ra'a suggests that in Chazal or Masaki in Bishal Akum, it's not just a question of, you know, what was the Tama Takana. The Tama Takana was Chasnas, but the Ra'a suggests that very, very broadly, in Chazal or Masakin Bishal Akum, they were not Masakin as a low plug. They didn't say any time that the Nachri cooks it as Asr. It built in, baked in, sorry for the pun, unintended, but baked into the design principles of Bishal Akum is that it only applies when the time applies. Usually there's a differentiation between the Tama Takana and the Ofen Takana. There's a concern Chazal have that motivates them in order to solve a problem. They're motivated to craft a takana that will solve the problem. But once Chazal, once they have the motivated problem, so they craft a takana. But typically the gzeira that they craft, once it exists, it applies even when the dindraban applies even when the tama takana doesn't apply, and vice versa. Usually a din drabanan doesn't perfectly cover the whole hole. Usually there'll be occasional cases where there's still a concern, but the din drabanan doesn't cover that, and vice versa. There'll be cases where there really isn't such a concern, but lamaisa is part of the din drabanan. That's what we mean. One of the design principles, usually, of a typical din drabanan is lo plug. That once they craft a din drabanan, that's the way it is. And once a din drabanan has legs, once it exists, it will apply even when the Tama Takana doesn't apply. We're most familiar with that. This is actually in Yoni HaParsha. This is Gemara derives this among other contexts from Maamon Har Sinai. Davar Shemin Sarach Mein Acher LaTiro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had originally said that the married couples were supposed to refrain from Tashmish for several days in advance of Maamon Har Sinai, so that the men and women would be free of Tumas Kari when they came to Maamon Har Sinai. But the Gemara points out, even though there was a rationale for why that had been put into place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Maamon Har Sinai, expressly tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them they can all now return to normal marital living, even though it seems like it's self-evident, the Tama Takana, so to speak, it was no longer in play. Maamon Har Sinai had come and gone. So that, the Gemara says, is a paradigm for this idea, Davar Shemin, Sarach Mein Acher LaTiro. That you have Chazal institute din drabanan for a particular rationale to solve a particular problem, even if the problem no longer exists, the din drabanan doesn't self-annul. So I'd say that's why, for instance, one of the most oft-discussed examples, Chazal forbade taking medication. Generally, those are only in Ketz Mevarchen, it comes up in Ketz Mevarchen, in the beginning of the parak. Chazal din drabanan forbade taking medication in certain circumstances. On Shabbos, the gzeri may come to Trina. You like to take medication, so you're going to start grinding the herbs, whatever the raw ingredients are, in order to have medications. That's why Chazal said, generally taking medication is asur midrabanan. Two exceptions, if you're a chola, even not sakana, but a chola, even chol she'ein bo sakana is mutter, or the machal bria. But again,
Chazal forbid refua isa drabanan zera shema yavo lidei tochen. Bismana that concern is really vastly reduced. Unless you're a pharmacist. Even if you're a pharmacist, unless you work at a pharmaceutical company, you work in the factory. Who does trina? The vast majority of medicine users don't perform trina even during the week. But still, even though the tam ha-takana no longer applies, the gzeira remains in force until such time as they'll come along a bezin who will formally be mevatel that takana. That's not my question of later. It's even in the moment. Chazal created din drabanan. There are other design principles that go into how Chazal crafted din drabanan aside from, you know, addressing the tam ha-takana, such as ke'en daraisa. So when Chazal crafted din drabanan, it's not always going to the contours, the ofen ha-takana, the tzuras ha-takana, when the din drabanan actually applies, how it's parameterized doesn't correspond exactly to when there's a chashash and when there isn't. And usually we say lo plug rabbanon. Once Chazal makes such a din rabbanon, we say okay, and it applies even in this particular case, this particular time in history, or this particular scenario, there really isn't such a concern. Doesn't matter. Once Chazal made the din rabbanon, it has staying power. Lo plug rabbanon. That's what we usually say by the vast majority of din rabbanon. Every once in a while, you have an exception. That's all you have, a din drabanan that does seem to really only apply when the concern, when the chashash applies. And once in a while you have a case of the tam ha-takana is really part of the tzuras ha-takana, the ofen ha-takana. And there are all things that bishalakam, maybe some of the other machalei akam also, are these sort of exceptional din drabanan, where we don't say lo plug. The Ra'ah actually has a very beautiful, I think I mentioned this earlier, I think maybe I say it was Tosa Rush, maybe it's Tosa Rush somewhere, but it's definitely the Ra'ah speaks very beautifully here in this piece in the Bedek Abayis about how, you know, we have a series of various Machal Yakum that have to do with Chasnus, Yayin, and Pas, and Bishul, and Sheikhar, and he says, look, each one, some of them there's more of Chashash, some of the less of chashash. Obviously, yain is the greatest chashash, and drinking wine in unfettered fashion with non-Jews, a very short path from there to getting yourself into socially very dangerous waters. The concern of chasnus is greatest by yain, that's why he says you have the fewest kulos by yain, whereas by the others, by pas, and by bishul, and by sheikher, there's respectively lesser degrees of concern of chasnus, and therefore Chazal introduced more kulos. It's a less expansive isurim because there's a lesser, the magnitude of the chashash chasnus is less. And then it goes on to say a whole series of nafkaminas. So one of them we mentioned is Eved. He said, look, yeah, you have a nachri who voluntarily chooses to make food for you. So that's a sign of expression of friendship. Is ikruve daita. That's a socially significant gesture. So then you really have a concern of chasnus. He says the nachri who has no choice but to cook for you, whether he's indentured, maybe a formal eved or otherwise, you know, doesn't really have a choice. When it's kfiyah, so there isn't really much ikruve daita, and therefore it's mutter. And then he has several other such nafkaminas as well. The second major nafkamina is organized a little bit differently than he does. The second major nafkamina is what the Ramah talks about. The last Ramah in the Siman, Se'if Tazayim, the Ramah says, Akum Shabisha L'chola B'Shabbos. The Nachri cooks for a Jewish chole on Shabbos. Mutul Motzoi Shabbos Afil Lebari. Ein Bo B'Shim B'Shul Le'akum D'chol Kai Gavna Hekeira Ika. If a Nachri who cooks for a chole on Shabbos, you know that Amir La'akum is the name of an Isser, not the name of Atar. It's not automatically Mutul to ask a Nachri to do Malacha for me. If I cannot do it, usually it's Asr Midrabanan. Me to ask a Nachri to do it on my behalf on Shabbos.
Even if he volunteered on his own, I didn't even ask him. Sometimes I'm not permitted to be nehne from Melechas Achim if he did it for my sake. It typically cannot be nehne from it until sometime after Shabbos is over. However, the Issed Rabban of Amir Lanachri, Chazal did introduce a series of kulas. There are various tzarachim under which circumstances you are permitted to violate Amir Lanachri. One of them is Sarachei Chola. Chol She'en Bo Sakana. Chol She'esh Bo Sakana is a typically, even a Yisrael is supposed to be allowed in Mechuyev to Mechal Shabbos to save, to do whatever is necessary to save a Chol She'esh Bo Sakana. The Chol She'en Bo Sakana, a fellow is sick, but he's not in danger, he's sick. He's not able to function normally, he's sick in bed. Chol She'en Bo Sakana, you're allowed to ask a Nachri to do Malacha in order to help him get better, or perhaps even to help him to be more comfortable. He needs heat, he needs chicken soup, whatever it is. You can ask a Nachri, here have someone who has the flu, and he would feel much better if he could have a cup of hot tea, if he could have a pot of chicken soup. You tell the Nachri, you're allowed to, absolutely, without any remodeling, you tell the Nachri, would you please come to my house and make chicken soup? I have a sick child, I have a sick parent, whatever it is. Amilo Nachri is mutter, letzora cholosh ein bosakam. Question is, the Ramah says, not only is it heter amilo akam, it's also heter in bishal akam. It's not just a din in Arachayim, it's also a din in Yoredeo. Where did the Ramah get it from? They tell you, you got it from the Ra'ah. Where did the Ra'ah get it from? So the Ra'ah actually says, Gvaldik, his eye develops this at great length, the opening of this, the first major movement in this long shtickle in Berak HaBayis. He says, I don't understand. You see in Masechel Shabbat, even Masechel Shabbat, they say, you know, a woman who just gave birth has the status of a Chol She'esh Bo Sakana, and a Yisrael can be Mechal Shabbos for the tzarech of such a woman. Once you get past the first couple of days, you no longer treat, she's no longer treated Chol She'esh Bo Sakana, she's treated Chol She'esh Bo Sakana. At that point, a Nachri can do, take care of all of the tzarechim. So Ra'ah says, it sounds like the Nachri is cooking for this woman who's a Chol She'esh Bo Sakana, everything. The same way during the first few days when she had the status Chol She'esh Bo Sakana, Jews are cooking everything, not just tea, chicken soup. Now, the difference between tea and chicken soup in Hilchos Shabbos, it may be perhaps irrelevant, both Bishul Daraisa, for Yisrael to do that. But in Hilchos Bishul Akam, as we know, there's a world of difference. Tea, as you said, the Pre-Chadosh says, the Iker is the water, water is Nechel Kamo Shulchai. There is no concern of Bishalakim if a Nachri heated up tea, heated up water and made tea. But chicken soup, again, maybe the broth, well, certainly the chicken, right? The chicken in the chicken soup was a real Bishalakim problem. As we said the last time, Siv Gimel, the soup that is Bolea, that flavor, Alpi Pashas, also is a problem. But the chicken, right? The Nachri made chicken. The Nachri made baked potatoes, whatever it may be. The Nachri made a food which is Bishalakim sensitive. It sounds like it's still mutter for the Chola to eat it, but why? The Ra'ah says, not every Issed Rabbana becomes mutter Litzara Chol She'en Bo Sakana. Amir L'Nachri is mutter, but who says that Bishalakim is mutter Litzara Chol She'en Bo Sakana? So how do you understand this? So how do you have the Nachri cook for the Jew on Shabbos? What, he can only cook those things which are in the Bishalakim problem? Ra'ah says, it doesn't sound like that. That's the Ra'ah's problem. That's his kasha. So how do you understand this din? The Nachri can cook for the cholev on Shabbos. So Mele, it's not a problem on Mele Nachri. Hilchas Shabbos Arachayim, but it should be a problem Bishalakim, Yerodeya. Says the Ra'ah, it must be that when the Nachri cooks for a cholev on Shabbos, fundamentally there is no Bishalakim problem. Why? Because the Nachri is cooking for a cholev on Shabbos. And why, pray tell, does that eliminate the concern of Bishalakim? So he says, oh, that's another example of this yisod. That just as we said that when the Nachri is also mitoch kefia, that the situation of reduced concern of chasnas, and therefore, since there's a reduced chash chasnas, therefore there's no yisod Bishalakim, hu adinami by yechola. This is not a typical case. This is a case where Davi, you can only have a Nachri cook. As a matter of fact, it highlights Havdalah ben Yisrael la'amin. Ultimately, at its core, Bishalakim, same Mishum Chasnas, we want to maintain Havdalah ben Yisrael la'amin.
So here, ironically, Chola of B'Shav is only a Nachri. We're asking the Nachri because the Jew is not allowed to do this. Because you're a Nachri, you don't have Kedusha Yisrael. That's why we can ask you to cook for the Chola. So if anything here, asking the fact that the Nachri cooked, it's unusual, it's bizarre. It's fresh chicken soup on a Shabbos afternoon. And not that it was overnight chicken soup. Fresh 3-hour chicken soup on a Shabbos afternoon. Well, what's going on? So, yeah. So this is a case where the Nachri, eating what the Nachri cooked, actually highlights and elevates the Havdal Ben Yisrael Avon. So we're not we don't have a Chashash Chasnas. The truth is, we saw this idea earlier in Rabbeinu Avraham. Tosvos had a quote, Rabbeinu Avraham had a different Nafkin, which the Ra'am himself might not accept, but it's the same Yisod Advarim. The Rabbeinu Avraham, we had said before, we have four rationales to Matir Bishul Hashivcha. Rabbeinu Avraham and Tosis had said that the base Yisrael is Mutar. Why? Because there's a reduced concern of Chasnas. And even Rabbeinu Tam, who disagreed, sounded like he's not so sure. He didn't say, it sounds like he accepts the concept. He says he's not so sure that there's the Chashash Chasnas is so much reduced. Yeah, you know, it's more of a psychological machlokas, not a fundamental halachic machlokas. So you really have the three major nafkaminas in this idea that Bishul Akum is not a low plug, that Bishul Akum is totally in the Tam Advarim. You have the Rabbeinu Avram's Kula Beis Yisrael. You have the Ra'az approach to why one would be Mekel on Shvachos. You have the question of where, you have the question of who. And then another question of who, not a question of the who is cooking, but for whom are you cooking? This other idea of the Ra'ah, that if it was cooked on Shabbos for a Chole, so then also, then in that case, it is Mutter. The Ra'ah goes on to give another couple of Nafkaminas. He talks about Kavana, which we're not ready for yet. That's the next Sif. Hey. He talks about Kisim, which we're also not ready for yet. The rules of how much does Yisrael have to participate in the cooking process in order for the Mutter. That we'll get to further on also. But so far we have five possible nafkaminas: Shifcha, or general Aide Kfiya, Chola B'Shabbos, Beis Yisrael, and then again, we're not ready for them yet, but Kavana and Kisim. And then a sixth one, which we're not ready to get into fully now, but at least want to touch on now a little bit. The Ra'ah also says, and this is why, says the Ra'ah, and this is why, if you had a Bishul Akum mishap in the kitchen, every once in a while it happens, accidentally, on purpose, whatever it is, it's assumed, but down the kafschos, so maybe there was an accident, there was a mess up, the mice end up with Bishul Akum. Okay, the food is not permitted for, it's not permitted for a Jew to consume the food. Do I have to kasher my kitchen? I have to track down all the pots and spoons and all the other kitchen implements that the Nachri or Nachras used in creating this Bishul Akum? I have to kasher them all? So the Ra'ah says, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Why? Because he says, where's the Chashash Chasnas? I understand the Nachri grilled the steak for you. Okay, so that even the steak the Nachri grilled for me, that creates the good feelings. The Nachri made chicken soup, whatever it is. So the Nachri prepared, as Rambam had said, and remember that was the first place we came across the Tam of Chasnas in the context of the Pirtei Din. It was the way the Rambam had presented, Ola Shulchan Lachan, right? Ola Shulchan Lachan, the sort of food that is socially significant. You might be machaber a guest with it. Ah, so that's going to lead, that's where we have a concern of Chasnas. But the Ra'ah says, well, so I understand. The Nachri made beef and broccoli, and then we eat it together. Yeah, so there's a concern of chasnas. But the tam of the beef and broccoli that's nivla into the pot, so I'm saying, so when Yisrael uses the pot later on and makes chicken soup, so the bliest of the trefa of the Bishul Akum dik beef and broccoli go into the chicken soup. What? Ra'ah says, so there's chash chasnas there? I'm eating chicken soup that I made, but it has blias of the beef and broccoli that the Nachri made. So it's going to lead to I'm going to have a kruve daita to the nachri because I'm tasting the blias of what he made. The Rav says, of course not. There's no kruve daita on blias. There's no kshash chasas on blias. So Rav says, of course you don't have. There's no concern of. There's no concern of Tom Keiker in terms of the blias. Now. So we just listed off six possible nafkaminas. Shvachos, Chole, Beis Yisrael, Kavana, which we'll have to get to later on, Kisim, which we'll have to get later on, and Tom. Tom that's nivla into the food, Tom the other food, like we discussed in Sev Gimel, Tom that's nivla into Kalim, which is what the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Se'if Tezayin. The Ramah in Se'if Tezayin talks about Chole. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Tezayin is talking about Kalim. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting. As the Ritva, where it points out, we said the Ritva is a Talmud, both the Ra'ah and the Rajba. The Ritva points out that two of these issues are expressed machlogas between his Rabbein. The Ra'ah is Mekel on Shvachos, and the Ra'ah is Mekel on Tam Keiker. The Rajba is Machmir on both. That's where we began. The Rajba is the one who clearly says that that there's no heter when a shifcha cooks, when the shifcha cooks food, whereas Ra'ah was matir here too. It's the same passage in the Rajba, the very end of Shaar Zayin, the very end of Tzadi Heim Beis, where the Rajba he quotes from Baruch, when the early Baal Yatosas, the author of the Sefer Atruma. And the Ran quotes this from Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rajba as well, that you have Bishul Akum, the kelim become treif also. Or you have chicken soup. So once the chicken becomes treif, it makes the broth, which was originally just water, treif as well because of Tam Keiker. As we had discussed last time, Tosas in Maseches Beitza has two deis. You have the pashtida, I have meat wrapped in dough. Remember, Tosfos had two deis. Elsewhere, Tosfos had said the dough becomes treif too because it's bolea tam from the meat. But in Maseches Beitza, Tosfos says yesh omrim the dough becomes treif too. Once the meat becomes treif, the dough becomes treif. Other day was no. The dough is really kosher. You just have to scrape off the grease that's on top. But I'm not worried about the blias of tam. So that yesh omrim and Tosfos and Maseches Beitza is the same as the shita of the ra'ah that we do not have. Tam Keiker by Bishul Akum. And the Ritva seems to accept the position. Well, he quotes both, but he seems to accept the position of the Ra'ah. So what's the issue? The issue is, going back to where it began, if you see Bishul Akum as a typical Issur Drabanan, so number one, it's a low plug. So once Chazal Masakin is through this Rabbanon, even though there may be certain particular cases where the Chashash reduce, it doesn't matter. They create the Din Rabbanon, and once it has legs, it runs. And for instance, if it's not built into the Nusach HaTakana that it doesn't apply to Shifcha, then it applies to every Nachri. You said Nachri, so Bishul Nachri is Asya. In this particular case, this Nachri is acting involuntarily. Chashash reduce, it doesn't matter. Or, that's what the Rashi says by Shifcha, or the Chazal created Issur Rabbanan, so it's like any other Machalos Asuras. Once you have an Issur Rabbanan to eat this item, it says Treif. So then there's Tam Keiker also. Tam Keiker into other foods, Tam Keiker into Kalim. The whole nine yards. Ra'ah seems to say, it's not really a Machal Sasur, it's not a Asur Bechefza. Chazal said, you shouldn't eat this food. Sort of like Isur Maisa. Shouldn't eat this food in ways that generate external chasmas. Okay, so you're not going to have a concern of Tom Keiker. Okay, so far what we had is we began with the discussion of Shvachos, which we saw the Rajba says there is no Heter Shifcha by Bishul Akum, while there are four different approaches in Rishonim to why one might be Matir. And many of those rationales don't apply. The Ramban's Kedushas Yisrael, that doesn't apply for Zman Hazeh. We don't have the type of Evan Shavcha. We don't have Avad Mekanam, we don't have Shavcha Shavcha. Even the Shach practically, culturally didn't. The Trumas Hadeshens had their Mestam Lachita Yisrael, so that does not come up in with our oven stove technology. Rabbeinu Avraham's Bebeis Yisrael is Mutter, so that's very, very questionable. The Mechaber clearly doesn't accept it. It's if Aleph, and it's far from clear that the discussion in the postkim is the Ramah accepting it. If the Ramah was just being matir, maybe lechatchila because of the Trumas Hadeshen, so Bizman is that we don't have the Trumas Hadeshen. We don't have those types of the kitchen technologies. But there is the fourth approach, the fourth Tam Lahatir by Shifcha, was again the first of this series of Kulas of Nafkaminas, the Ra'ah saw in his approach that this is the great Chakira that runs through much of Bishalakim and perhaps other Machaliakim as well. Is it a low plug or is it really driven entirely? Are the parameters driven by the degree of the Chashash Chasnas? So the Ra'ah thinks that it's not a low plug. It's not really a normal Chetz of Machalos Asuris Midrabanan. It's a maisi. You can't do it in cases where there's a real sort of process. So that's his approach from in our listing. You know, approach the fourth tam lahakel by Shevchay. He says fundamentally, osa mitoch kfiya, involuntary action is not doesn't really pose so much concern. And therefore, he thinks it's mutter. Chola, he has his explanation. Chola b'shabbes. The Rabbein Avram's Kavana, Rabbein Avram's Beis Yisrael, the Ra'ah talks about Kavana, which we'll get back to, Ra'ah talks about Kisim, which we'll get back to, and the Ra'ah is Mekel on Belios. A couple of closing points. In terms of the Ra'ah's approach to Shifcha, so number one, some of the contemporary posts can talk about osamit shem kfiya. So how far do you go with that? So let's say you have a Jewish-owned, if a Jewish employer, a Jew owns a food factory, and he has non-Jewish employees. So would you say, well, the osamit told me they're not working of their own volition; they work for me. So poskim are not, very warm to that idea. A regular hired worker who can quit at will. Is not assumed to be osim mishum kfiya. That's whether we accept the ra'ah as a question, but that's a further stretch. Plus, there are those who point out, much as Rabbeinu Tam seemed to question, even if you accept the concept, that you have to look at the chashash hasnos, but nehechatesi, the application to Beis Yisrael is correct. There are those who also question the ra'ah, even if you accept the concept of the ra'ah. We are the ra'ah is mekel by chole. But the question is, how far do you go? The question is, how far do you go? And particularly, the Ra'as Svar could go both ways. Osim Mishum Kfi, on the one hand, is Lesi Kruve Daita. On the other hand, a Shifcha who's confined to the Jew's home, so you can have the Thomas Jefferson concern. I mean, maybe there's more of a Chashash, Chasness of some sort or another, in that sort of a voluntary situation. So that's not so clear. But again, you have this, but certainly the heter of Chol B'Shabbos, the Nachriz Mevashel Chol B'Shabbos is accepted. Next time, next week, Mishnah Monday, want to wrap up this as well as pivot to Sefei. Because we're not really done yet with the whole discussion about Tam Ke'ikar and Kalim. The Mechaber has more to say. There's a number of important details. In Sift HaZayim, there's an interesting Ritva who wants to machag. Seems like he wants to machag between Ochlim and Kalim. Maybe you would be machmir by Kalim, but Mekel by Ochlim. Got to figure out why. It's interesting what's going on there. And then the machaber in Sift HaZayim is machmir, but he says, but maybe there's a room to make a little bit. So B'li Neder will open next Chabura by wrapping up the discussion of Kalim, and that's a very, very big and practical issue. When a Bishlaka mishap, particularly in a domestic, in a home setting, this lack of mess up happened. Okay, so the food goes in the garbage. Usually the bigger hashes will throw out the food in the garbage, no problem. But do we have to kosher the kitchen? Especially if you have a nachras who may have thought she was helping out, but no one was watching. So yeah, I have to. Sometimes there's a whole sleuthing aspect. Now I have to figure out how many different kelim she even washed up. She made the food and she washed all the dishes. Now we have to figure out which kelim were involved. It could get complicated. So we'll start with that to dig some more into the practicalities of kosher and kelim. Do you? Don't you? When do you? To what extent do you have to? We should note also the Gra actually points out, it's interesting, last Gra in the Simen, I'm not sure if he's actually calling a Rajba or just is suggesting. He says the Ra'a, this Heter of Chola, that's the Ra'a, and Glishi Tasso. The Chogol Shayachasnus Mutter, Aval HaRajba Cholak Olav. The Rajba was Cholak. The Rajba was Cholak. He says it to Tazna Pri Chodesh. I'm not sure if he means the Rajba is Cholak in other aspects of the Ra'ah. Do you mean that there's a Beferish Rajba by Chol also? I'm not aware.
Yeah, I think it's in the
Shach of Taz. Taz right there. Taz quotes that the Rajba was Machmer by Chola.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I take that back. Right. Here. This is the question. Correct. I take that back. The Rajba quotes in Mishmeres Habayis, Shehu HaRajba disagreed with this. And that's a historical question. If you open up a Torah Habayis, so you have on a typical page, you have the Torah Habayis in the center. That's the Rajba. And then there's the Berak Habayis in Rashi position. That's the Ra'az HaSakas and the Rajba. And then around the outside, the Rashba is writing the Torah of the house. The Ra'ah says that there's Berak HaBayis needs to be fixed. There are cracks in the house, cracks in the Rashba's house need to be fixed. And then there's the response, in Tosfos' position, the response to the Berak HaBayis is the Mishmeres HaBayis. He's defending the house. Now, the question is, who wrote the Mishmeres HaBayis? So there were those who, and the Talmud is one of them, assume the Mishmeres HaBayis was written by the Rashba himself. That is not just a question of history and bibliography, that can be very relevant l'halacha, because if every comment of the Mishmeres HaBayis is from the Rashba, that gives it a lot more weight. Many assume that it's not from the Rashba. There are apparently many steerists between the Mishmeres HaBayis and the Rashba, both in the Torah HaBayis and elsewhere. So I think it's more broadly assumed that the Mishmeres HaBayis is written by someone else. Certainly Talmud Chacham, but not the Rashba. So that's to be right. Thank you. You're right, lady. The Gra is calling the Taz, and the Taz assumes that it's the Rajba himself from Mishmeres HaBayis who disagrees. And then, so next time, Mirtz Hashem, we will we'll talk some more about the question of Tam Kik, which again we already began in Sif Gimel and continue in Sif Tazayin. And by the way, that explains the reason why Sif Tazayin, at first glance, the Mechaber Ramos seem to be disconnected. Mechaber is talking about Kashrin and Kelim. The Ramah is talking about Chola. Lo Karv Zel Zeh. What is Ramah talking about there? And no, once you look in the Ra'ah, then you understand. The two different afkaminas in the same underlying Chakira of whether it's a low plug or not. So Mitzvah, next time we'll talk some more about the Kelim. And then I want to talk about the Sif Hey, the next topic, the question of Kavana, which the Ra'ah had already thrown in a line in the Berak HaBayis. That too may somehow relate to this question of the Chashash Chasnas. That's Beferish Gemara that we'll get to mention next time. Thank you for your flexibility. Hashem, this coming Monday we'll get back on normal schedule. Siyata Deshmacha. Good Mason.
Why wouldn't Bishop Potter be a hyper book brother also?
Yeah, that's a good question. Why wasn't Bishop Palter a heter for the Ra'ah? So that goes back to that comment that mentioned the Ra'ah developed very beautifully, first few sentences, that you have all these various machaliakum that are rooted in the concern of chasnas, but you have to recognize that different items have different degrees of chasnas, of concern of chasnas, therefore Chazal sort of dialed up or dialed down the weight of the Isser. So that, I think he might even say explicitly, the pas is less of a concern, and therefore they even were not their culture.
Is the assumption that the Rav assumes that palter, the category of palter?
Yeah, he says, piton, his serum, and a palter. So on and so forth.
The assumption of that statement that the category of palter is more likely to lead to consciousness than, like, let's say, a chola or
yeah, so apparently palter reduces it, but maybe not as much as these other concerns. Pas palter, he assumes it's okay lechatchila. That actually is a machlokas in Kofi Beis and Pas Ayin. That might also be nafkamina. This the Rajba is not so comfortable to be making on Pas Palter, and that itself might also relate back to maybe Pas Akam also is subject to the same. And the Ra himself seems to be explicitly saying that that palter is mutter, and that's because of the reduced chasmus. Yeah, but it doesn't mean necessarily that it's gonna. But let's say by Sheikh Harakim, the Gemara says in Lamed Aleph, the Sheikh Harakim is only us, the Nachri produced beer, Nachri brewed beer, so a Jew is not allowed to drink it, Bibes HaNachri. I'm allowed to take it home and drink it at home. But we don't have that Hector by Bishal Akim. That's a Hector. We don't have the Hector by Pasak. That's the only Hector by Sheikh Harakim. That's part of this ladder. Sheikh Harakim, we have the, it seems like we have the most, the greatest, coolest. And Pas Akam somewhat less, and Bishal Akam even less, and Yain Akam are the fewest schools.
Was Pas less of a concern than Bishal, or just more necessary?
So that's also, that's an interesting question, Hilchas Pas Akam also. To what extent is it the Nach Shash Kasnas, and to what extent is it just saying, there was a Tzorech, Chazal couldn't, it was taught before by design principles, so Chazal, it's actually some Rishon seems to say, Chazal would have imposed it more, but it's such a basic tzorech at the time. Bread was a nutritional staple.
The Ra is now assuming that.
Right, so Ra may be seen as being more of a question of chashash and less of tzorech.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate ein ol shulchan
melachim.
The steak may have been elegant, but the molecules of steak that are trapped inside the Charsus Akadero, that's zero social significance.
The only reason to be Machmer would be if it's like very keen to race.
Right, you say that Chazal, the Tama Takana was Chasnas, but that Tama Takana led Chazal to create new Machalos Asuras called Bishal Akam. Once it's Bishal Akam, it's Machalos Asuras. It has all the usual rules, Machalos Asuras. I there's no Chash Chasnas, who cares?